Hey guys, welcome. It's Hello Dysfunction. Welcome, it's episode 249.
Already? I'm Crystal.
Already.
I'm better for you. Hi, I don't feel good.
I'll fucking knock everything off this table.
I'm running out of steam, guys. It's been a while.
She's back.
From the grave. Has it been 2 weeks?
No, we just missed last week. So yeah, maybe, yeah. It's been a minute. I think so. I have no concept of time.
Yeah. I have been sick, and now my whole house is sick. P started out sick. She either got it from a fucking birthday party she went to with her wild social life, or she got it from daycare. But of course, our whole house got sick. I felt so guilty because Bunny was my nurse. She was doing so fucking good. Aww. And I was like, oh, thank God. Like, I was staying away from her. And I was like, she's, you know, got through, didn't get it. No, she fucking got it. So God. Luckily, she's not as sick as we were. When I say I was sobbing in my room, putting things away and like trying to fucking just live life and function, like it was like sobbing. And I am a dramatic person when I don't feel good, but like this was so fucking bad. I was just laying there like I didn't feel this sick when I had the flu, and I talked about how bad that was. Yeah, it felt along the lines of COVID. Mm. It was so, I felt like I was dying. Like I would wake up out of my sleep in the middle of the night multiple times. And I mean, my arms, my legs, everything, fuck my every part of my head, my neck. It felt like I got jumped. Everything hurt.
I hate that when you have like full body aches.
Oh my God.
I felt hella bad. I dropped
a care package, the nicest fucking care package. Thank you.
Of course. I felt so bad. Nothing was helping.
No medicine was helping. Like I was taking hella shit. And usually I have like my go-to cold medicines that make me feel okay. Help. Nothing was helping. Sudafed wasn't helping. Nothing. So the first few days, like the weekend, I was dying for sure. And then like Monday, I started to get a little break. I don't think my senses of like smell and taste really came back until yesterday. Yeah, it was not cool. And you know, I have my theories. I do believe that chemtrails be dumping shit on us that makes us sick. And if you would like to test that theory, there's a thick coat of yellow, fluorescent yellow dust that I've talked about before all over my fucking car right now. Go do a line of it and we're going to see if you get what we have.
Fuck that.
Because I really have a theory that every now and then, you know, maybe the pharmaceutical industry wants to up sales.
Sprinkle
or something.
A little death on everyone.
I really believe that, you know, because it's like I've pointed out in the past, like I'll see chemtrails and then like within a week, one of us are fucking sick in the past. I haven't seen any now, but I don't doubt it.
I'm at the point where I don't put anything
past
our government.
No.
I don't put one thing
past them. Like if I have to touch my door handle or something, anything from outside, I'm just like washing the fuck out of my hands. And
Mom did say that viruses are worse, are uglier, lasting longer, and they actually have kids in the hospital this year for shit that they never would have been in the hospital for before.
Yeah, never. Like peas is so bad at night. At night, it's just like clockwork. When it gets to be about 8 p.m., her cough starts up, and it just
keeps her coughing
throughout the night. She can't stay asleep. She's puking in my fucking bed multiple times in the last week. She's been sick since Monday, a week ago.
Baby.
So she's been sick for over a fucking week now. And it's just like, goddamn, can she get a break?
I'd be feeling so bad.
Earlier, she was like playing and shit. She was like, I need to take a break. And she came up to me with a blanket and wanted to like lay on me. She don't be wanting to take a break. Mm-mm. Like she usually has energy to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. We both get hella winded and like just doing regular shit, you know, getting up to brush my teeth, getting up to wash my face, take a bath. Like I'd be fucking drained. I just want to feel better.
That sucks.
Let me go into what just happened right now. as a warning, precautionary warning to everyone. What? I just went to CVS on the way here, right? That was why I asked you, did you want a drink? So I had to grab a few things and I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to go to self-checkout. And of course I was stealing because I had medicine.
That's what we do.
I had medicine that was $19 and God doesn't want me to have to pay that much money to feel okay.
How rude is that? You're already not feeling good. And what companies I want are is like, $19. Give us $500.
Let me stick it to you while you're sick because I know you need it.
You're going to pay for it. You're desperate.
No. So it was in my purse. So I go to the self-checkout, right? And I had like three items and I only scanned two and I set them down hella loud on the speaker of the self-checkout. It goes, please scan the unscanned item that's in the bagging area. It makes this announcement. So I'm irritated. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, whatever. I just pick it up. I was like, can you cancel this out? Because I'm just going to have you ring me up. So the girl comes over. She's like, okay, hella cool, hella nice. I look at the fucking total. Bitch, why did it scan the item that was in my purse? And I said, oh, $60. I said, that's not right anyway. Cancel all that out. And she goes, okay. And I read the item on the itemized list. Bitch, it was the item in my motherfucking purse. Mind you, my purse was not open. It was not close to the sensor. I said, oh, CVS, I'm not about to play with you.
I'm not shopping here any fucking more. Let me tell everybody a trick. And don't go...
How dare you?
Don't go tell the fucking big dogs, you fucking snitches who hear this. For real. I'm going to tell you a trick at self-checkout. A lot of you probably know this, but before you start scanning, okay? Mm-hmm. Before you even scan, before you hit start, you have to do this before you hit start. Uh-huh. This is not for CVS. I'll never go on CVS, bitch.
I was just like, fuck it. I'm never doing self-checkout there.
My self-checkout scan's going to say $962.
What I'm saying. I looked at the total and I was like, hold up. And I looked and I was like, this ain't right anyway.
I don't know what happened.
$60. I said it hella loud. There was people behind me like, bitch. Yeah, no. Delete all that. I'm gonna get in your line. Delete it. Yeah. Because I was like, I can't put my phone number in. Like, I'm trying to do a bunch of other shit. She was like, I'll help you. Don't worry. No, delete all that shit. I'm coming to get in your line.
Delete all that because it got the one in my purse.
That is wrong. Listen, ma'am, that's incorrect.
So
pissed. Yeah. But tell me now, what's
snitch
the tip?
Ass machine.
Yeah, how dare you scan shit in my pocket?
So
bitch?
Fucked up.
We're not playing
you invasive
them games.
Bitch.
Yes, you're nosy as fuck.
Get out.
Stop going through my shit.
So before you hit start, set the things you don't want to pay for.
Yeah.
On the bagging side.
That's where I had it. So one of my items. So there were three. It was the coffee
before,
creamer, okay?
Before you started?
Yes.
Oh, so.
I set it there. And then.
CVS got some new fucking techie shit, bitch.
Stop
because
being
at other
advanced.
Stores. Yeah. At other stores. Yeah. Set your stuff by the bags. Then hit start and check out the shit you want.
So I only wanted to pay for the two drinks, but I had a coffee creamer. I put the coffee creamer in the bagging section and scanned one of the drinks. And then it was like, scan the item that's in the unscanned item that's in the bagging area. Hella loud on the speaker above my head. Shut the fuck.
The light started going. Yes.
Lower your fucking, took my picture. Lower your fucking voice. First of all.
Sent it to headquarters.
First of all, lower your voice. Second of all, get out of my purse. Yeah, no. No, don't do self-checkout at CVS.
Don't even fucking try it. They fucking handcuffs pop out, bitch. Handcuff you to the fucking...
They grab your ankles. No. No. Fuck them. But yeah,
I
got my items and I fucking left.
Like, oh my God. Yeah. Fuck you guys. Mm-mm,
that shit pissed me off.
Therefore, put in your purse and just fucking walk out.
Yeah, better off.
Allegedly. We're not telling you to do it.
Allegedly, you're better off just doing that, I heard. I don't know.
See, me too.
Don't know if it's true.
God damn.
Anyways, how have you been?
I'm ready to drive off a cliff.
I mean, the last week? Anything fun?
No. A few, like... wild things. My first important note says
what?
Black cat's fur is brown in the sun, So are black cats really brown or are they really black?
Are there any that are actual black or they're all brown? Because I've noticed that before and I thought they were just like old. I'm serious. I thought that meant they were old and fading out.
Mm-mm. So my two, like you look at them, they're solid black.
Yeah.
But if they lay in the sun, they're chocolate brown.
Yeah.
So what color are they technically?
I want to know if cats, that's making me sick. I'm sorry. I want to know if there's cats that exist that are actual black, true black.
In the sun.
Yeah. If they exist.
I know, because all mine are brown in the sun.
Yeah.
It's really pretty.
I don't know about all that, but it reminds me of sweats that have been washed too much.
And they all my black sweats, these ones. It reminds
me of your pants, actually.
My ashy black pants. Yeah,
you know, they have a little life in them, and then that happens.
Did I? I have, I got to get some wind to tell this story.
Great.
Well, first, you guys know that, my uncle that I was looking after in the memory care facility passed away, right? Before I found out he passed. So on the hospice paperwork, I was next of kin, and then Will was listed as second.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that.
So one morning last week, Stevie comes in my room very excitedly. I'm in a dead sleep. It's 7 a.m. She's like, Mama, get up. Mama, get up. And I'm like, what? What? And she goes, Mama, get up. Mind you guys, my brother's best friend is named Fred. Okay. He's like another brother.
Yeah.
She's like, Mama, get up. Mama, get up. Uncle Willie called. Uncle Fred died.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, I sat up and went, what?
Oh, you know, about to lose my shit.
And she goes, you know, your old uncle that you take care of.
Well, say that. Lead with that. And I said,
it's fucking Frank. And she goes, Fred, Frank, same difference. And I was like, it absolutely is not. So I woke up.
So she woke you up to a fresh heart attack.
And you know when you wake up super fast, you're like fucking dizzy and sick feeling.
You're jerked out of your fucking sleep. That's the rudest shit. Oh, I could have
killed her.
Oh my God. Killed
her. So he did pass away. And then I spent a lot of my time trying to track down his five children because they were trying to say, what would you like to do with the body? How are you going to pay for this? And I'm like, with my good looks.
Yeah, duh. Oh, no.
So.
What ended up happening? Did you track any down?
I gave the mortuary his 93-year-old sister's phone number and quit answering my phone because what the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah.
Like, I already take care of Carolyn. I can't afford to fucking bury him.
I'm proud of you for doing that because usually you would try to take that on as another task and that's just not your responsibility and
No, I did everything while he was alive. Somebody else can figure out the death part. You know what I mean? So I'll call my Aunt Dee and check in a few weeks or whatever. And then I have a really wild story. You know, it's like the caregiver saga.
That never ends.
Never ends. We've had tweakers, thieves, like... Mm-hmm. Fucking car thieves, fucking credit card thieves, cigarette fucking thieves, fucking old tweakers, new tweakers, still tweakers, ex-tweakers. Like, the list goes on and on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
What now?
So, this girl comes in last week, and she's, like, late 40s. Very skinny white woman, short brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
I notice immediately, and my client has me.
You're like, I can tell you've done meth.
Oh, I just got vertigo so bad. So
that's kind of how I feel.
My client has me sit in on the interview with her, and I'm looking at her, and I'm like, oh, she got to be a tweak. So she has this big scar right here, and I felt bad for prejudging. I should not do that. She has a big scar right here on the side of her face, and then she had a tooth missing, or like, maybe a canine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're interviewing her and she has a lot of experience. She's fucking knows what she's talking about. We like her, blah, blah, blah. So my client's like, why don't you help Crystal get so-and-so out the bed, transfer to the wheelchair, just so we can see if she's strong enough and shit, right? So So she's helping me change my other, you know, my client. And, you know, I'm nosy as fuck, bitch. I'll ask you your mom's maiden name while we're, I have no shame. So I'm getting to know her. Very nice.
As you do.
as she was talking, I'm like, oh, she's not a tweak. Like, this is from an accident or a surgery. The big scar on her cyber face. So while we're in the middle of changing her, Go Best Friend, That's My Best Friend, that song comes on out of nowhere. And I was like, what the fuck?
I'm right? Like, are you having a fucking moment? A Tourette's moment?
Is your ADHD acting up, bitch?
Because we could do this another day. Sorry, go ahead. Nope. Wait, so that song starts playing? It's actually playing?
Part of the story this time.
It starts playing or she starts, okay.
So I hear it and I'm like, what the fuck is that? And she goes,
what?
You know, the song's from like 2013, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? And she goes,
go DJ or?
Go Best Friend, That's My Best Friend. I can't play it or fucking, we're going to get copyrighted.
Okay. But,
or I think you're allowed to play a few seconds. But anyways, I'm like, what the fuck is that? She's like, oh my God, that's my phone. I'm so sorry. And I was like, no, you're good. I just didn't know what the fuck was playing that song.
Yeah.
And so she grabs her phone and she goes, I'm sorry. She was like, this was my daughter's phone. And I was like, oh, how old's your daughter? And she goes, my daughter was 16. Unfortunately, she's no longer with us. And I went,
oh no,
fuck, right? And I was like, oh, I'm hella sorry. I was like, of course. Do you have any other kids? She goes, I had a 5-year-old girl and a 10-year-old boy, but again, unfortunately,
they're no longer here. Oh, your kids are not dead.
This is just the beginning of this story.
Hi, we just met.
Oh, just wait. Wait. So she's like, unfortunately, they're no longer with us. And I'm like, fuck, man. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And of course, here I go again. Was it an accident?
Because you have to know.
I have to know. I you don't to get to tell you. Me.
I'm not going to sit here you can't be tell doing me more chores.
All
and
your
shit.
Fucking kids are dead and I don't get to know why.
I can't do tasks now so, without wait, knowing.
No, I'll punch this fucking bed. And
you wait a minute for the right moment to ask.
No, I followed up immediately.
And then you just go for it. Well, what happened? Together? Is she lying?
Wait, no. Just, okay. Just let me okay, give you all okay. the facts and then you can fucking help me figure it out.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
So.
Excuse me, guys.
I said, was it an accident? And she goes, you know, makes this like sad face, purses her lips together and is like. And I said, a man? And she goes, nods her head, yes. And I said, he killed him? And she goes, yeah, unfortunately. And I was like, oh my fucking God.
A man killed all three of her kids.
And I'm like, oh my fucking God, I'm so sorry, dude. I said, is he in jail? And she goes, yes. And I was like, thank fucking God, right? I go to the back to grab a new brief and I come back out and she goes, just let me finish. She goes, actually, I lied. He's not in jail. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, why? And she goes, well, there's a lot of corruption involved in my case. She said, his sibling is Homeland Security. And unfortunately, they're into sex trafficking children. And he knows too much information. And so I'm standing there confused as fuck here. I'm like, this is becoming crazy.
Is
a Lifetime movie right now.
Yes.
So then it goes.
Y'all are ignoring the client at this.
She's laying there naked. And I'm like.
You're like, I need to know more first.
So she goes, my mom sex trafficked me. I ran away at 17. I married my first husband. I had my first two kids. We separated. The youngest kid's dad showed up. She goes, and was feeding me a bunch of misinformation, but I didn't know at the time. He was telling me that my first husband was stalking me and doing all this and that. And unfortunately, I believed him, so I clung to him as like protection. But in reality, he was sent by the people my mom worked for to come find me. She goes, so.
I'm starting to not believe her.
When she was 7 months pregnant, how she got the scar. He slammed her face into the concrete when she was 7 months pregnant. So I, of course, I'm standing there like, oh my fucking God. Right. And I'm looking at her and she goes, and I'm looking at her and I'm like, is this bitch fucking nuts? Like, right.
She's not even a nurse. She's not even a caregiver. Like, what's going on?
She goes,
she's like, I was sent here from Russia.
She could see my face. But so she goes, listen, I know I sound crazy and it sounds like a crazy story, but I promise you every fucking thing I'm saying is for real. And I don't know. I don't fucking know, right?
Yeah.
So my client comes around the corner when she hears me go, oh my fucking God. And she's like, what, what? And I said, I'll tell you later. Yeah. You know, it's sensitive and she doesn't want to have to repeat it, but
we're
I'll tell
gossiping.
You. And so when the interviewee leaves, I tell my client and immediately she's like, so mind you, this person that we interviewed, this potential caregiver has fled to like three different states. And of course this took place back in 2014 when her children were killed, right?
That wasn't that long ago.
So the woman I work for was like, the person I work for was like, I can't hire her. Like,
no, you're a fucking liability. Is fucking yes. Liam Neeson going to bust in the door in a little while and do karate on my table?
That was exactly her point. Mm-mm. I come home, Mark's like, you have to bring your gun to work every day. And I'm like, I am not a fucking gun-toting caregiver,
you're
bitch.
You're going to wear it
I
in
walk
your
in
waistband?
Spinning it around before I change her diaper?
You
like,
keep
what?
It in the waistband of your leggings how I did when I first got mine. That's how you have to go to work.
I'm not fucking doing this shit.
So, that's it.
So, you know, I have to find out what happened. So I start Googling, right? Uh-huh. Well, she had had her name changed. So her name that she uses now is not her original name.
Yeah.
And that was told to us by her. She gave us her real name. She sent the accused, like information on him regarding him, right? And then proceeded to say, but there's going to be no information on the internet. You won't be able to find any information on my children being killed because of the corruption and his connections. His people have done a good job of scrubbing the internet.
Okay, I'm sorry. Enough.
What the fuck, right?
I don't believe her. I don't.
So my client goes, she probably killed her own kids. And I was like,
and you
oh
just
my
God. Or they got taken away. They're in the system because you were on
so
meth.
What I was Caitlin. Thinking, what I was thinking is maybe they did die, but it was an accident. And maybe she blames him. I don't know.
It could be anything. I don't fucking believe
her. But tell
her.
Me, you're just but going about your day.
You, and that's what you drop on me,
this
bitch.
Is who comes to be interviewed. You drop all this.
You just talked yourself out of a job, sweetheart.
You just fuck.
No,
the mom sex not. Trafficking her and
listen,
then running away.
I know people, excuse me, you know one of them that have told very tall tales like that. Like maybe not to that degree, but I know someone else who has told tales to that degree. Someone that used to work for me proceeded to tell me and a bunch of other people that they were raped. Sorry, trigger warning, but they were tied up, gagged, raped by members of like the, not the, is it the Irish? No, Russian mafia in San Francisco. Members of the Russian
Stop
mafia.
Laughing, Crystal.
I'm not kidding. And they like left her in an abandoned house for days and all this shit, this crazy fucking story. Come to find out, like a couple years after I stopped fucking with her, it was not true.
What?
A close ass person to her was like, are you kidding me? And I had to tell her the story and I had to show like text messages where we talked about it before. And I was like, I'm so fucking sorry. Like that kind of trauma and blah, blah, blah. It never fucking happened. She came from rich parents. She tried to make it sound like she had this crazy, traumatic upbringing, like she had been through some crazy shit and like was making up tall tales like that.
Why would you do that?
Insanity. Wanting to be interesting, wanting sympathy, wanting levels
like,
of attention.
None of that is
like
fun to like actually go through.
Yeah,
like
I don't
you're
know,
a fucking
you know,
cunt.
I will say I don't know if that's the case with this lady, but I'm sorry. I don't believe that. And Yeah, if it is true, I'm sorry. That's unfortunate.
Dude, I spent fucking 6 hours total trying to find info.
Oh my God. Yeah. But it was scrubbed because the traffickers. And yeah, I just maybe keep that one to yourself on your first day trying to get a job.
Fuck.
Your boss is hiring people off
she
fucking.
She could have just left it with my children passed away.
And just left it alone. Like, don't do all that.
Even and if they've that's been, the when I said how they died, she could have been like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't believe this. Your boss, though, is hiring people off fucking labor ready. You know that service where the tweakers go sign
up? Release point.
No, it's that fucking service where the parolees and the tweakers and shit and the homeless people, they go sign up at 5 a.m. and then people pull up and they're like, how many people you got? I have this job, such and such. I'll take them. That's what she's doing. And so, she's getting these kind of characters because she's going to labor ready.
So
allegedly. Sorry.
The problem is with being a caregiver is you don't need qualifications. You don't need a certification. You don't need schooling.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Unless you're working for like an agency or a company. Yeah.
I thought there was some kind of credentials or like something needs to be vetted for you to get this job. That's scary. That explains.
She runs background checks.
Does she?
Yeah.
Because it sure don't fucking seem like it. On all these thieves.
She is starting.
Oh, she's starting now. Yeah, after moving that. Forward.
Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah, she should have been doing that. People coming in your home. I mean, that makes sense, though, why the type of caregivers that, for example, were taking care of my grandpa, were robbing him blind, stole his wedding ring, stole shit out that of shit his house. Sick. You know, like, yeah, that explains.
I wouldn't dream of taking food out the fridge without asking. Like, my God.
Stealing from the most vulnerable people is such a dirty, dirty thing to do. And like, karma don't play. It's not worth it.
Fuck no.
It's not worth it. Don't be stealing from vulnerable fucking
people. From elderly
people?
You go
steal from CVS. You don't steal from fucking vulnerable people. You deal with
the fucking
people.
Extreme fucking AI. I can't even talk.
Yeah. You go fucking. Thing. Yeah. Go do that.
Don't I was about fucking, to say the Transformer, but
that's what it basically was. What was their names? Bumblebee and shit. It was them.
Optimus Prime.
Yeah, get them out of CVS. Use them for serious shit, not for fucking coffee creamer and whatnot.
Cough syrup.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
So that was an interesting fucking day. I was like, what the fuck?
Had you all caught up? Like, this is a fucking SVU case.
It was. And I was sitting there thinking, is this bitch just nuts or did this happen? Because I mean,
she probably saw how it has,
shit like that's happened to people before.
It has, of course.
But
she's like, I'm finna sell this bitch a boat, a fucking island real quick.
She's nosy. I'm gonna give her nosy.
I'm gonna give her what she wants.
I'm gonna give her fucking nosy.
She saw your eyes get hella big and she was like, and he's not in jail. I was just kidding. That bitch. Oh, God.
She's like, and one guess day what?
You're going to work with someone
I
normal.
Grew up on Epstein Island.
Yes. That's where I was raised for half my life.
Fuck. But you know, like sex trafficking is so fucked. Child sex trafficking is like a problem. So, you know, who am I to say you're a fucking liar? Like, I just sat there and was quiet and was like, I'm so sorry. What else can I fucking say?
Tell me more.
I need more detail.
She saw that. She was feeding you.
Give me the kids' middle names.
Yes. Give me something. Give me something that I could look up.
I will say if her children were murdered, like that, fuck.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be alive. But you know what I did? I said.
That was her plug calling. Go best friend. That's my best friend. That was her no daughter's fucking phone, bitch. After, it was time to re-up, bitch.
After she said, you know, her children died. I just was looking at her and I was like, you believe in God? And she was like, I do. And I was like,
you was trying to get deep.
I said, how do you still believe in God? And she goes, well, and she got all watery eyed. And she said, I forgot this part of the story. She said, I have to believe in God because it's the only way I'll be able to see my children again. That went to my heart. That made me feel
an already weak heart. That's been so fucking upset every day.
Always.
Yeah. I can see how you could.
I was like, do you need to stay with me?
Oh, God. Come move in. God. I'd have been like, show me proof, girl, or we're done talking.
No, I've been getting a little jaded with life lately.
Yeah, I know. It's hard not to.
Yes.
It is.
Like, ugh. But that was a wild one.
In other news, my exes just love to hit me every now and then at the same time. It's like they have little meetings and they're like, let me see which one she's going to respond to. Let me see who can make her the maddest. Like, you know, the one that is no longer with us, that that's dead, allegedly, in my mind, loves to hit me from fake emails that's all the time.
Been scrubbed from my life.
Yeah, but I'm so nosy. I'm also nosy. And that's,
you can't help it.
I want to almost talk and just be, but I'm like, will he tell me the truth? Like, I want to know some
that's
stuff.
That's the fucking I'm so real nosy. Question is, so, will he tell you the truth? Yeah,
that's what's been keeping me from reaching out. But I'm to a point now where I'm like, it's been over a year. I'm like, should I fucking respond and just be like, you know, because I'm so nosy. But
don't ask me because, you know, I'm going to say, I know. See what he wants. See what he wants, because I want to know.
Yeah, yeah. See what he says.
Or I'm going to say, fuck him. Never talk to him again.
It's just weird.
But and I feel like it's been a good amount of time.
Yeah, I think so. You don't want to
fucking date him.
I didn't want to date him last year. Like, that there was no chance. It wasn't me hesitating because there was a chance of that. It was me hesitating just out of disgust and hatred. Right.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, I'm over all that. I'm nosy now. Like, I want to, you know, I want to be in your business. I will say that, like, anybody
have you been to prison lately?
Yeah, I know, right? Like, who's kicked you out lately? Like, I want to know the details, but I don't know. We'll see. I'll keep you guys posted if I get the deets.
So I listened to this episode of, I can't wait to figure out if you fucking, to find out if you do decide to fucking
to talk. I think I will. And it's like the universe does it. Cause every now and then, like, I kid you not, four of them hit me up this week. It's only Wednesday. Within the last 3 days,
is four it a full of them, moon?
That's what I'm saying. And this happens every couple months.
It does.
They don't know each other. They're on different parts of the fucking
they're
country.
They're like, it's Patafria time.
It's Patafria time. And I'm like, the fucking universe is fucking with me. Like, and it'll, but you know, whatever. It just happens every now and then. And I'm like, that's the one though that I'm nosy about. The rest, I'm like, we're cool. So like, you know, I could just, it ain't really a mystery.
Look
with,
at their
with
IG.
The others. Yeah, that or just ask. You know what I'm saying?
For
like,
sure.
We're not completely removed to where I could, it would be weird if I asked. This is the only one that I'm like nosy about because I don't know. But
right.
Whatever.
So if you want to be humbled or, you know, be made to feel grateful for your situation, you know, be thankful. There's an episode of OPL and it was probably the best fucking podcast episode I've ever listened
What's
to.
What's it about?
The subject is, I have terminal cancer and I'm the happiest I've ever been. And they interviewed this girl. I think she's early 30s. And she's just such a fucking remarkable person. So not one of these people that's like, I'm just so grateful, blah, blah, blah. Like, she's jaded. Her sense of humor is fucking chef's kiss.
Mm-hmm.
She fucking slams capitalism and fucking like she's
that's good.
When she dies, it will be a loss to the world because she's so fucking amazing. And both of them at the end of the interview were like, oh my God, like
crying.
This is like it's like a life changing. Absolutely. And yeah, they were like so emotional and very grateful. Just thinking about it makes me want to cry. But it just was really good. It's so fucking good.
I'll listen to it.
It's hella good. I'm already emotional.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
To make you laugh a little bit, when I was sick, I was thinking to myself, you have cancer and it's stage 4 and it's in your colon, but you don't have a regular doctor. You don't have a primary care physician. So you don't know. It's just dormant and it's going to kill you like in a month and a half. What do you need to line up? And I was laying there in bed by myself and I was convinced. And I was like, oh my God, like I've lived a lot, but I'm not kidding. You know my brain.
You're like, I want to kill myself every day, but like not I want to be in charge. No, like, I don't want them to kill me.
Exactly.
I want to kill me.
Exactly. But I was convinced. Like, I laid there for so long and I was like, it's in you. Just notice like different weird things that you're feeling with your body. Your
poops are different shaped right now. You're dying.
It's not from the increased protein. It's from the cancer. And
it's not the black cohosh.
No, it's your cancer. Yes, bitch. And I really was like, you know what? You do have it. And it was fucked up, but... So I'm not going to be surprised if I do, bitch, because I already fucking figured it out. My intuition already fucking told me, so.
My intuition is a doctor as well.
You're not catching me off guard. Who needs a primary care? A fucking full panel blood screening, bitch. I know. I have it.
God damn. You know what's funny is last week I was like, you know, because I have a UTI. You thought you were dying? I was like, you have liver cancer. I told myself your liver's failing.
I said,
I'm not even drinking.
No, I said, but
I take so much Advil, it could possibly.
I said something like, oh, I feel bad because Auntie Crystal has a fucking bad UTI right now. And then I said it to Bunny the other day, and she goes, she doesn't fuck. All she drinks is fucking Red Bull all day long. And I said, oh, you know what?
I've been drinking hella water lately.
Have you? Well,
before my UTI.
Okay. Well, I said she gets them sometimes, you know, but yeah, like I
not
have
like you, but no, I do.
Yeah, we're some fucking, so while we're on the goddamn right. subject, because I can't.
Before I telepathically give I'll
be over the edge at that point.
Fuck the cancer, you're taking yourself out.
I will at that point. I can't handle one right now. I cannot.
God damn.
But vaginal issues have not been fun. And I will say with perimenopause, because that is one thing I know I'm going through.
The fun fact I fucking told you was that, guess what? When you're menopausal or perimenopausal, you can
when
get...
When your estrogen plummets.
You are more susceptible to getting BV because of the estrogen dips.
But not only that, BV, yeast, fucking everything. When your estrogen plummets, your body goes haywire.
It's
and
a
I'm like,
great fucking time.
I never asked for this shit. I never asked for none of this shit. And it never ends. I was never. Like naive to think that when you approach perimenopause, you could get fucking nutted in now and you don't get pregnant. That's all I cared about. I was like, good times are coming. Like, you're going to get cream pied. No chance of getting pregnant, and you could just run wild. No, like your pH is all
over
the place.
You're never
going to
want to have sex because you're never going to feel good.
Your sex drive never goes away. Like, Google it. Your sex drive is gone. It does not fucking exist anymore. You're sweaty all the time.
Listen.
You don't fucking feel good. You're dizzy. You're fucking...
You're either raging or crying.
Oh my God.
Two emotions.
I don't want to live here anymore. I don't want to be in this body.
The last 5 days, I haven't been able to regulate my body temperature. And I'm not talking hours apart. I'm talking fucking 20 minutes, maybe 10 fucking minutes. I'm hot as fuck, sweating, wanting to take off my sweatshirt at work to it's fucking freezing in here.
I have to get you the black cohosh because it helped.
My God. I went and looked, and Walgreens didn't have it.
In Martinez?
No, I stopped at the one in Pinole.
No. Oh, you went to Walgreens. I said Walmart.
I thought you said Walgreens.
No, I said Walmart.
I mean, I grabbed some menopause support from Walgreens. I didn't start it yet. I keep meaning to try it at night just to make sure it doesn't make me feel like get nauseated because certain shit will
make
me. Yeah,
no, I think you'll be good.
I'm going to try it tonight. Yeah. I'm going to remember to take it two fucking nights.
Yeah.
Because I'm ready to kill myself.
That's one part of it that I don't have anymore. Now, the other shit, the recurring infections and all that kind of shit and this the sex drive that's up and down and pretty much down and staying down. Like, that
hiding.
It's not really helping that, but, like, it's okay. One step at a time.
As long as I'm not sweating, I won't feel like fucking...
And you can stay asleep. That's, like, the biggest thing.
I wake up. Yeah. I'm not shitting you every morning. Drenched. My hair is drenched every fucking morning. The other night in the middle, you know, I sleep in sweats, right? Yeah. In the middle of the night, the other night, I ripped my sweatshirt off, bitch, and threw it across the room, covered up with the blanket. Mark woke up the other morning and was like, damn, you didn't even have all the blankets on you. I only had one thin ass blanket because I sweat so bad. But then,
it'll help. It'll definitely help with that because I'm not, at least that part, I'm not dealing with anymore.
And let me remind you guys, we're not hell of old.
No, we're not. And I don't know why we're getting this early shit together. Like, I had a good 15 years before I should have to deal with this.
No, seriously. Everyone's like, you're too young. And I'm like,
no,
I'm not. It runs early. Nona went through fucking menopause, 42. Carolyn, 29. My aunt Deborah, 33.
My family, I don't know. Like, I don't know. There's no, I mean, on your dad's side, they could have. Maybe, yeah. And I'm not in a
position to ask.
Yeah, exactly. So I really don't know when they got it. So I didn't expect it to come now. Like, why? That's fucking dumb. But I haven't had a period since December. Like, there's signs.
Yeah, I'm going on 2 months right now. I've went up to like 3.5 months without it. In fact, the other day I called Kaiser. And you know, the first thing they always ask you, is there a chance you could be pregnant? When was the last day of your menstrual period? And I said, honestly, I don't fucking know. You know why? Because I'm perimenopausal and it just comes when it wants. And the guy was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm in hell. Don't ask me. It's a sensitive subject. Don't fucking ask me.
Don't ask me.
God, I could be calling about a sore throat and they ask you that. Like, shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
My period is not the cause of everything. Like, you don't need to, I mean, whatever. I'm sure they have their reasons.
I'm not fucking pregnant. I'm not. Are you kidding?
Is that what they're trying to rule out?
Yeah.
That's why they ask the period question?
They want,
ask me if there's a chance you could be. Ask me if I've been fertilized lately.
Ask me if I like men. How about that?
Yeah.
That's a good place to start.
Don't worry about the period. You know.
Fuckers. Yeah, it's very irritating when they ask that. Just
so I ordered a bunch of shit that'll be here in the morning at my house. A drill. I think Bunny already has a fucking LED light.
You're taking apart the neighbor's balcony.
No, not yet. They better shut the fuck up though. Make a noise. But no, okay. So like, I don't know if this ever happens to you, but like. So I fucked up my toenails really bad last night.
Great.
Have you ever had somebody do your pedicure and cut your nails at a slant?
Yes, because that's the angle they see.
But that's not the angle of my toes. So why the fuck did you do that, right? Yeah. So they did that a few appointments back. And then, you know, I just continued going. So they kept that same angle going. But it was like going against the... like direction of my toes. So I was like, this isn't right. And it's driving me crazy.
Right.
So I fucking, so I cut them like to try the opposite way. And I went way too far. And
so now they're this way instead of this way.
No, if I showed you, I wouldn't dare. They're crazy right now. So I bought press on toenails.
Hey, the girls use them and love them.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh God.
Ask Naya.
I was up last night. That was my hyper fixation. I bought so much shit and
you're like, I have them in every color of the rainbow.
I bought like 500 pairs because it was like cheap to do it.
Yeah, that's what she does.
They fucking, I was reading reviews, scrolling reviews for like an hour and a half last night, but I got some really good ones. I went on TikTok, which also better not go away. And you know, I looked up like best fake toenail press on toenails on Amazon. And so I was able to get the link from there to which ones are good because there's so many fucking options. But I'm excited to do that. So I'm going to drill off my gel polish and then fucking do all the steps.
Good.
And use those until they grow back out to normal now, because now they're the opposite way and they're just, I fucked up bad. I should have just told them to do it, but. Yeah, that'll be my project for tomorrow.
The girl's been doing that shit.
And do they stay
for
on
for over
good?
A year? Yes.
I saw some people say they were staying on for like 3 weeks. And I they was like, it. What? Maybe that'll be long enough for them to fucking...
grow out.
Yeah, and for me to get them done.
Yeah.
Okay. Jackass. Okay, good. I didn't know that.
So funny.
Good. All right, good.
Yeah, I find them all over my house.
Oh, God.
Because when they flip them off, if they fall, apparently my kids don't bend over well.
What do you mean? Oh, to pick up.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I find them in my dryer.
Yeah.
I find them in my shoes.
Great.
It's like eyelashes. Those and eyelashes.
Well, I need to know if they stay on good. I don't want to just be losing them in my shoes.
That's the queen next door of fucking.
Okay.
Speaking of the queen next door, yesterday we got two new members of the family.
God.
We got, Naya got, they're her babies. One is a Dumbo rat.
Which means...
the ears are on the side of the head, like big elephant Dumbo ears.
Which is cute.
Her name is Princess Peach, and she's Peach. Then gross. there's a white one with a gray spot on her butt. And she has, you know, those kind of ears, but hers aren't as far on the side as Princess Peach.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Janet because she's a neurotic white lady. It's really, they're really fucking cute. They're babies. They're both girls. We've never had girl rats. We've always had boy pairs.
Oh, I didn't know that. So I was going to say, you guys have had them before. And they used to eat frozen burritos. Little. They used to sit on the couch and watch TV. It was like the most mind-blowingest thing ever in the world. Because I was like, what the fuck? And I only know, I don't like to be around them. I don't want to meet them in person. I saw the new ones on Instagram, but your old ones, I saw a video of them eating the burritos and shit. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
They're so fun.
I remember Naya used to push him in a baby carriage, a doll carriage or something.
Put water in the bathtub. They would swim, take baths.
Like what?
Yeah.
They don't try to run away from you? I need to know more. I don't understand how this works. So they let you hold them. They just be out?
Yes. Naya's peach one is... very loving. I keep getting vertigo, man.
I have it too.
Really?
Yes.
God damn.
I don't feel good.
We're probably going to die together one day, dude, because what the fuck? But the peach one is very loving. She's already likes to go in your sleeve and snuggle. The white one is a little more neurotic, you know, a little. She's very sweet as well, but you have to leave your hand out and she'll come on you.
Do they live in a cage?
Yeah, they have a 3-story house apartment in her room. It has hanging hammocks. It has fucking huts.
Did she already have that?
Yes. Oh. Her boyfriend bought her
the apartment,
the cage, and all the rat supplies.
Oh, okay.
And then she bought her rats yesterday.
And they come out and they just kick it. Mm-hmm. And they don't try to run away from you.
You can train rats.
I don't know.
You can train them to fetch.
I've said it many times. I just told her again in the hallway because she was like trying to introduce me. And I was like, I say you can rob me with a rat. And I'm not kidding. Like they make me the chill that I get in my body. Like it makes me so fucking uncomfortable. Like the strongest cringe of through your whole body. I cannot do it. But I would like to watch videos maybe.
Right.
And see. Yeah.
Exposure therapy through video. Yeah,
but not in person, but in video.
So the vivarium has the cute little tiny jumping spiders.
What? That's not cute.
I want one.
Jumping spiders?
Mm-mm. Those cute little ones that I be watching on fucking TikTok and Lucas, IG.
P's been hella watching his show lately. She loves it on Netflix. And it's one of the good shows that's recommended for kids because it doesn't put them in a trance.
Really? And
visual wise, it's highly rated because, it doesn't do that. Cocomelon is one of the bad ones, actually.
Yeah, I heard.
As far as like keeping kids in a trance and like the graphics or whatever are not good for kids. But Lucas the Spider is great.
She loves him.
She loves him.
Yeah, I really want a jumping spider. Mm-mm. They're fucking cute.
They're cute to look at, but is it going to jump?
They jump
around the house. Like where? What do you mean?
Let it then go you gotta in your look house. For it.
Like what do you? I don't.
Or like this big? No.
You're too
fucking
welcoming.
Get it and fucking open its cage in your house and let it go.
How do I know? How do I fucking know? You guys are off the wall in this house. Like how do I know? That's what I imagine. Oh my god!
We can invite every species into this motherfucker.
You're welcome. Yes. No.
I was telling her I would love to have a monitor, but a lizard.
Say what a monitor is.
Yeah, there was an Argus monitor there and he was just it's a fucking reptile, beautiful.
A big reptile.
And then they had an Asian water monitor that, and I was telling her it was almost 4 feet. It was fucking stunning. But you have to feed them like rabbits and chickens and shit. And I can't do that because those are friends.
Yeah, that would be hard.
I can't feed friends to friends.
Fuck no. No, that's awful.
Friends don't eat friends. There's a book I saw in a reel, and I want to order it. It's called Birth Strike. And it's about...
It's what I'm on now.
I've been on, bitch.
Yeah, you wrote it. What is it about?
I'm going to read you the little synopsis because...
Okay.
And basically, there's a correlation between capitalism thriving and a flourishing population, a birth population. And you know, the last few years, the birth rate
is in decline.
And
that's why there's abortion bans and all
that
shit.
Yes, it's not because of religious zealots. It's because...
No, of course. It's because white people want more white people.
The workforce is depleting.
Well, they want more white people, too.
And the fucking... if there's no... You know, as we age and die out, you need new gens to fill these positions.
Right.
Well, if the birth rate is not keeping up with the capitalism, we have a problem.
Yeah.
A big problem, you know? So let me read it to you. Nope. That was about daylight savings time.
There was an Asian country. I can't think of which one it is right now, but it was like a huge concern because women are on strike from having husbands and having fucking kids. And so it was affecting their economy. And so they were like, what can we do to stimulate, you know, the population growing? How can we get more women to get married? And it was like a huge thing I was reading about.
It is.
It does. I mean, I get it, but like make the world more pleasant, make life more livable. And then
give
maybe
me an incentive.
And then, yeah, exactly. No one wants to have babies to come here and suffer.
We barely can in fucking our country. You barely can survive as a single person, let alone a family of multiples.
Right.
So it's this is the little synopsis. When House Speaker Paul Ryan urged U.S. women to have more children and requested more babies, please. They openly expressed what U.S. policymakers have been discussing for decades with greater discretion, using technical language like age, structure, dependency ratio, entitlement, blah, blah, blah. If U.S. women don't have more children, we'll face an aging workforce, slack consumer demand, and a stagnant economy.
Oh, that's what we're worried about.
Feminists generally believe that a prudish religious bloc is responsible for the fight over reproductive freedom in the U.S. But hidden behind this conventional explanation is a dramatic fight over women's reproductive labor. On one side, policymakers want an expanding workforce reared with a minimum of employer spending and a maximum of unpaid women's work. It goes into that. And then one of the quotes in the book, the author, her name is Jenny Brown. She quotes, you know, one of these politicians as saying, capitalism has never flourished except when accompanied by population growth. And it sounds fucking, you know, my ears are like, bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
I'm going to order it. I'm going to read it. I can get it on Audible, but I actually want to read a book.
Yeah, I'm not with Audible. If I don't get the satisfaction of turning pages.
I drive a lot.
And true.
So that's why I have it.
Yeah. Just something about closing a book after I finish it and shit. I feel accomplished.
Satisfied.
An audiobook doesn't give me that.
It really doesn't. Mm-mm. It doesn't. And sometimes I don't like the voices that are reading the book that
sometimes
I really want to know.
Sometimes I can't listen at all. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to get it. I'll tell you guys about it.
All right. There's a myth that was circulating. I know it was going around on Twitter. It's a big fat lie. It's a big fat fucking lie about BBL smell being a thing.
What?
They're saying that, and I've said it before.
Where would it smell from?
They're saying that you secrete like oils or fats or of some kind.
That's some hater started that rumor.
Some hater shit, exactly what it is. But I saw a man trying to mansplain it, probably on TikTok or something, a video. But then I saw a woman like co-signing it.
You're not a girl's girl.
You're not a girl's girl. You're a fucking hater. And you're probably one of these bitches that are mad that they can't get one for whatever reason. I'm not going to say you can't afford it, but for whatever reason. And you're supporting bullshit theories like this. It's not fucking true. And the way I came across it.
I've never smelled your secretions.
Girl. No one and if you ever smelt any of my actual secretions, they don't stank. There is no fucking smell. BBL smell. Get the fuck out of here.
That just sounds ridiculous.
There's a plastic surgeon that I follow.
Tit smells.
That's what I'm saying. Give me a break.
Calf implant smells.
There's a plastic surgeon that I follow that posted the shit and was debunking it, basically. Good. And I was like, wait, this is a thing? So I like searched it. I looked on Twitter. I saw some people talking about it. It was going around there. And then it was going around on TikTok. It's not a fucking thing. But yeah, a woman was saying something about the lymphatic drainage, saying that that had a smell. No, even if that has a smell, it's a sign of infection.
Right. Get to the hospital.
nothing should have a fucking smell, period. And I was like, that's bullshit. Because, you know me, I'm smelling everything. And I had hella liquid coming out on chuck pads and shit after I had surgery. Your faja is soaked. You know, I'm smelling everything. There is no fucking smell whatsoever.
And if it is a funky smell, get your ass to the hospital because something is wrong. Because
there's an infection.
Yes.
But there was a fucking man, and he was saying that the asses are too big now and they're not used to it, so they can't reach around and clean themselves properly because, and that's where it's coming from. Y'all are saying anything.
Because larger asses have never existed before.
Well, they're saying it's so foreign to these BBL bitches that have never had one before that they don't know how to properly clean it, or they can't reach now because, like, now they have too much to deal with. So get the fuck, like, so you guys, if you've seen or heard anything, let me tell you and let people who know tell you. It is not true.
There's no fucking
There's
smell.
There's no such fucking thing. I'll tell you
now.
That's something created by a hater. Stop it.
For real.
Grow up and stop it.
Because, like, is there titty smells?
Right.
Is there calf smells?
Right.
Is there fucking arm? Like, whatever. All come on.
Yeah. Also, like, so when, I mean, I don't know. I guess they were just saying,
the man
like,
that made that video, his butthole
there's secretions
stinks.
From the BBL or whatever. I don't know. I'm going to read something. It says, a shocking recent TikTok video that has gone, oh, never mind.
Tricked ya.
Just kidding.
There he is.
A shocking recent TikTok video that has gone viral.
He definitely has a dirty butthole.
Yes. Okay. About the reportedly foul BBL smell while engaging in intimate moments. The TikTok user's post recounted his experience with his date who had a BBL as him experiencing an assault on my nose. How about maybe this was just a funky bitch that didn't know how to clean herself because they exist.
Or had a long fucking day. Whatever the case may be.
Why would you blame it on a surgery she had? Like, that's so fucking weird.
Is he fucking dumb? Instead of just being like, this one girl,
his
maybe had a bad smell.
Kickstarted a conversation about the odor with medical professionals explaining the reasons behind it. Those who seek out a BBL get a plump bottom with matching thighs, maybe overlooking the pitfalls of this procedure when it comes to personal hygiene and cleanliness. Some women, including those who have undergone BBLs, said that an enormous backside is simply more challenging to keep clean after using the restroom.
Who the fuck did they interview?
I would love to see any woman that they fucking interviewed, because I didn't see none that have said, it's harder for me to clean my ass now, so I smell. Get the fuck.
No woman said that.
No one said that. You're lying.
No.
You're a liar, and I can see it in your face. The truth ain't in you.
The truth.
You're a motherfucking
you.
Liar. Yeah,
the
we're not.
The truth ain't
never
in
mind.
You.
Okay, I'm mad that I even brought that up. I'm mad all over again.
He looks like his butthole stank.
Yeah, for sure. Moving on.
Wow.
She probably cut your ass off and you had to say something bad to make yourself feel better.
But imagine blaming a smell on a BBL and not just maybe she didn't wash
poor
her
hygiene.
Ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jump straight to the surgery. Shut up.
Oh, God. Get the fuck
shut
out
up,
of here.
Passport bro.
It's funny because I was talking to my sister about this the other day. We know people just like even in our family.
Keep talking. That I'm going to grab my heartburn medicine. Go. Sorry.
We know people even in our family that have like know that like I've had surgery. She's had surgery. Other people in our family have. And they'll still post things like all natural, no BBL, built, not bought. Like, does that make you feel better? Like, honestly, why? Like that. Why? Why can't you just be happy and proud of yourself without shading someone else? That's my whole thing. Like, you don't have to shame or shade somebody else to big up yourself. You know what I'm saying? I've never been that type. You can have self-pride or whatever without looking down on somebody else for their choices.
You don't have to put down another woman to elevate yourself.
Exactly.
Ever. And if you have to do that, don't. Don't post it.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Don't do it.
I don't like it.
I hate that shit.
I hate people like that. Like it
real lips.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Real what? Tits.
That don't make you better, bitch. Like so fucking what?
So what?
Like, yeah.
I
so what?
Buy mine.
Do what you want. you know? And I, even things that I may not agree with or think someone needs or whatever, I'm like learning myself also mind my own fucking business, right. You know? Cause my opinions don't, you know, that fuck that. What I like and my preferences don't affect anybody else, like in their choices. Like do what you want to do and what makes beauty, you happy.
Beauty truly is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
Because everybody's tastes and what they like, what they deem aesthetically beautiful is different.
It is. So, it is. And I mean, differences, I think, are what make us hella interesting and beautiful, yes, and all that shit.
Me too.
It makes me sad that, it does make me sad that I think everybody is kind of morphing into looking alike.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
I don't know if it's makeup styles or like hairstyles doing it or surgeries also. Yeah, but
all
like,
of it. All of it. Trends, yeah, surgeries.
It's like you got to be really careful because you will start to look like somebody that'll blend in a crowd. And that's my biggest fear. I never want, yep, to look like a regular schmegular, you know, unrecognizable, look like every other person type.
I feel like I kind of do sometimes. I feel like I look like girl next door, fucking American woman. Mama set me free.
In a good way, though. In a good way. But, you know, you're not. What I like is that you look that way, but you're the opposite inside,
yeah,
of what you look like, if that makes sense.
Yes.
You don't have a white lady brain. Am I explaining that right?
Yeah.
You don't have an American woman, all American girl next door, right, fucking brain. So that's what thank sets God you apart and makes you really unique. Thank and it's you almost an oxymoron, kind of. I like
The fucking beautiful, I believe it's your friend. Is it Soyasi? Is that how you say her name?
Soyasi?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Carmen? Yeah.
Yes. I love her, by the way. Love her.
Art by Soyasi and, yeah.
She said, I have a 1970s look that she really loves. Like,
and vibe. So does she.
I love
yeah
that.
Yeah. So I know she identified that in you quick.
Love
she's,
it.
She's very retro in her style and yes shit too. Like, yeah.
I took it as a big compliment for
yeah
sure.
Yeah, it is. For sure.
But yeah, I feel you. I don't want to be anybody's twin.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah.
What imitation is the sincerest form of?
A Bootsy. A Bootsy. I should trademark it.
No, really.
No, me and DJ Fresh started fucking pushing that years ago. Like, it's never going to be a compliment. It's not. It's just not. So, like,
Charlene used to try and drill that into my head.
To make you be
it's
nice.
It's the hugest form of flattery.
Or to make you not mad. Or, you yep know, like, that's what, yeah, people.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Take it from someone that, and you know, that has been copied yeah to the most disrespectful yeah levels their entire fucking life. Yeah. By my own mother. Like, my entire fucking life. It's not a compliment. Maybe if it's an occasional
no, I
thing
remember
to
my
some of y'all, you might like it. But from my experience, you know, it's always going to be almost an insult to me. A slap in my face is what it feels like.
I only had an experience one time, but it was for quite a long moment in high school.
Yeah.
And, it made me feel rage because she had more money than me, so she could steal my ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I would be like, oh, I like that jacket. I'm going to see if I can get it. She'd show up the next day with it.
You know what's funny is that my mom had a friend like that, too, for a while. That would go out and I mean, I don't care, like it, weird things like a North Face jacket, eyeliner, perfume, like little same shit you dealt with. And it made her so fucking mad. But then she'll turn around and do it to me and it doesn't click but how I hey might feel. You know what I'm saying? And then even more so, like because you're my mother, like, you know what I mean?
And we could take it another step for, you know
yeah
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we it's, keep
there's
going.
There's a lot of layers to that one. But, I mean, that's just an example. One example in a sea of examples that I could fucking give. It's so rude.
It is.
It is. It feels like theft.
And I know we touch on this every few episodes, but, like, for real, though.
Yeah.
Because it's so prevalent.
Yeah.
You know?
But, like, I am a big supporter of giving credit if I inspire something. And I try to do
I'll
the same.
I'll ask to, like... Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to get that.
Yeah.
Or do you yeah care if I get that?
Yeah. And that's always going to be well received, I feel like. And I extend that to people too. Like if they, if something they have or then they do inspires me, yeah, I will for sure tag them. Like this was inspired by so-and-so or, you know, whatever. I'm never going to try to take credit for another person's creativity because I know how bad it feels when people do it to me. Like right. It's fucked up.
And sometimes people will tag us and stuff and say, you should put this on a shirt or you should do this. And we have to explain that's theft. You can't just copy.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't do that. Or you can't like take some like, yeah. Or someone's slogan or something like you can't, that's theft. You can't do that. You can't.
Yeah. And just like put it on a shirt without.
Yeah.
That's fucked up anyways.
You shouldn't want to do that. Yeah. Like support the person that created it.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to do some write-ins?
Yeah. How long have we been going? I can't see. Okay. Yeah. You have some?
Mm-hmm.
As I should. We should have a lot because we haven't fucking been able to record in so long.
Oh my God, this vertigo.
You know what?
Is
before
me.
We fucking get to that though, I have some recommendations for some stuff to watch.
Give it to
and,
us.
Yeah, I went live a couple times and people were like wanting to know and they gave me some good ideas too. But okay, Love is Blind season 6. I blew through that in like 2 days.
I think I watched
it. Did you finish it?
Who's on 6? Is it the latest one?
Yeah.
I haven't watched the latest one.
So it's good.
Is there drama?
Yeah. Hell yeah. And I haven't watched it since like season 1.
Yeah, I stopped watching it like I made it to season 4.
Okay, well, this one is really good. I binged it in like 2 days. The season finale is actually today. So I'm going to watch that tonight. But there's drama and it's just fucking ridiculous. And it really had me like, fuck men. Like, I'm not already on that, but it definitely reinforced that feeling because it's so fucking ridiculous. But watch it. It'll have you screaming at the TV.
Goddamn.
Also, I just want to say the IFC channel. Part of my subscription I didn't really want to keep, but here I am.
Right.
It's good. It's really good. I watched a bunch of shit.
Is there murders? Is it a murder channel?
No, it's just like films, but there's all categories. You know, it's a streaming channel.
Mm, okay.
But so I watched this one called The Stanford Experiment, and you're familiar with that story.
Yep.
It's
wild.
For those that aren't, the Stanford University did an experiment. There was a professor, he's a psychologist. Can you go back to my notes? His name is Philip Zimbardo. He conducted a study at Stanford University. It was meant to be for some weeks, right? And they took so many students that wanted to participate. This was like in the fucking 70s or something. They asked them how they interviewed everybody. They did, you know, mild background checks, whatever. And they were like, who wants to be guards and
who wants to be prisoners?
We're going to simulate a prison and it's going to be, you know, an experiment during the summer for so many weeks or
that
whatever.
Shit.
Listen, that shit concluded after 6 days.
Yes.
Because people went so fucking
And they were
nuts.
Mad he allowed it to go on that long.
That long. Yes. So if you watch this movie, it's really, really fucking good. And it just shows
true story
how power
corrupts
people. And it fucking has a weird effect even on myself. I've said before.
You said you can't be a cop.
When I was hall monitor at school, I was trying to like beat people's ass. I was talking to them like they were my kids. I was like cussing people out. They were like, Maria can't be hall monitor no more.
And you're
like,
a hall monitor, bitch.
This was elementary school.
Like, you're not even teacher's aide. You're a hall monitor.
I was for a day. They would assign a kid.
You
pick
got
a different
an hour.
Kid.
Don't have
I
her
got
be hall monitor
30
again.
Minutes and they were like, get the fuck out.
You're like, I'm the boss of the whole fucking school.
I was cussing people out. I remember being in the hall being like, I fucking said, go back to, I don't care. You're sick. go to class. Bitch, you're not the boss of it.
They're like, I have a pass. You're like, I don't give a fuck. I
ripped it up. Like, I could not be home on her. And I was watching this with Bunny. And I told her, this is an example why I could not be a cop. Because I would be fucking people up. And she looked at me hella crazy and was like, well, damn. And I said, bad people. Not everybody, you know, because I'm against that, right? But bad people, deserving people, I would be fucking them up. Fucking their moms up. I would be whooping on
slamming their with heads. A
baton. I would be doing all kind of shit, and knowing they have my back, like, oh, it's on. I'm fucking bitch, you shooting see up,
this badge.
I'm shooting up houses. I'm doing bad all shit. All
your exes so, got fucking holes. They their all cars. Got
bullet holes in their mom's front of their house because they most of them ain't got
every
their
car
own
is house. Shot.
Everybody's mom's house is shot up. No, but for real, it's fucked up. Like, I'm one of those people. So this
you said because they ain't got their
some do, but you know, but fuck, like,
oh my god, watching I love
it,
you
it was fucking crazy. And it's just, it only took goddamn shit went haywire by like day three. And I was dude, like, it that's was like Maria.
By the 26th hour, yes, it was wild.
That's Maria. That's what I would be doing. And so
it's horrible.
Watch it, highly recommend. And the fucking professor, psychologist Philip Zimbardo, went on to write a book about the whole experience. Mm-hmm. It's called The Lucifer Effect. I could perfect write the title. Sequel. Like, I could fucking write it. I'm telling you,
yeah.
When people have power, it has a weird, like, good people, not fucking demented people, but like good people even have like a weird thing come over them when they have power. And it's not just me, you guys. He wrote a book about it.
Yeah, it's so, not just me.
Yeah, okay, so that I highly recommend. Last night we watched, we finished a movie called Barbarians. Now, there's one called Barbarian. It's not that. This one is called Barbarians. And
isn't Barbarian the old movie?
Well, they remade it, I think, because when I searched it, like a newer one came up, but that's not it. It's with an S at the end. And it's really good. It's about like it involves a home invasion. I'll just say that. And I had to stop myself at one point because I was going to be like, oh, Bunny, like my dad used to do fucking home invasion. Like, I'm thinking I'm with my friend and shit. Like, I'm about to fucking gossip.
Grandpa used to pistol whip everybody after he broke in fucking, their house.
Could
naked.
You could you believe when he was a teenager, he did fucking home invasions? But I stopped myself. I didn't fucking, I'll tell y'all. I didn't tell her. But it's really good, that one. And then I also watched, now this one, this other one took place in Australia. And hold on. I thought I started this before, but I don't know. I didn't remember a lot of it, so I don't think I did. I watched the whole thing ever. Snowtown Murders. Are you familiar?
Not by that name. Maybe listen, by a different name.
It was so bad. So bad. And it's based on a true story. That at one point I was covering, well, in a lot of points, I was covering P's eyes. But at one point I was going to turn it off because I didn't even want bunnies, like, kind of grown ass watching it. Is there a lot of sex? There are, trigger warning, there are scenes of sexual assault.
Come on.
There are animal abuse scenes.
Oh, nah.
There are
I'll
fucking.
I'll never watch it.
It's the I was screaming at the TV. I could not believe, I was like, what are we watching? Like, it was, and you know, I like fucked up. But this shit, and then the fact that it's based on a true story, it's fucked.
No.
It's so completely fucked. But
where did it take place?
Australia. But watch it. Yeah.
You know, I used to listen to Case File all the time, and he covered a lot
I'm
of
pretty
Australian
sure,
murders. So I'm, it's ringing familiar.
Yeah, and it's not a super old case. So I'm pretty sure that I had heard a podcast kind of, because I was familiar with the case, but like, I don't think I ever, I know I never watched this movie all the way through.
Oh, no, I'm not watching
but
it.
But it's wild. It's fucking crazy. You would not appreciate
fuck
it.
Fuck no,
all.
The two things mm-hmm. I don't want to watch.
No.
SA and fucking animal abuse.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awful. So, but I do highly recommend that if you want some fucked up shit. Yeah, and that's it for now.
I have a word for you.
Okay.
Muffin walloper.
Bitch, I saw you post it. No.
I like it.
It sounds like masturbation.
I like the word walloper.
It sounds like
I like
masturbation
the word wallop,
to me.
Though. I'll wallop you.
Muffin walloper?
Give you a good wallop. It does. It sounds like something
you're violently sexual. You're violently sexual. Masturbating your muffin. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, but it's Victorian slang for it's an unmarried woman.
Oh, was it?
It's Victorian slang for an unmarried woman that likes to meet up with her friends, have tea and cakes to gossip.
Stuffing your face. Why does unmarried woman have to be a detail?
You know, Victorian era bullshit.
That's dumb. That could be married women doing that. They could be walloping their muffins. You're an evil
fucking shrew who's gonna die alone with her cat.
Yeah, low value woman. That's what it is, right? I
hate that shit.
It's a low value woman.
You're low value. You're low value.
You're low value.
I'm technically low value.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm married, but.
Yeah. I mean, the bar. Who sets the bar? Like, please go to hell. Please immediately go to hell.
The bar is in hell a little bit anyways, so.
Whoever's judging who the value, putting value on the woman in the first place, like, seek therapy. Let's not do that. Let's not.
Let's just be nice. Everybody be fucking nice. God damn.
I think that people have forgotten.
Free Palestine.
Yeah.
Let's not fucking forget that, man. Let's not forget Gaza and Palestinians and the fucked up shit Israel's doing that I consume my brain with every fucking day. I hate the Israeli government.
I dread just every day. First thing, I wake up, I check social media before I even brush my fucking teeth. And I'm like looking to see if there was a ceasefire.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what I do. That's
my first chore of the day.
I sit up in bed and open IG.
Because I hope one day I'm going to be so happy when that day comes. I just want it, you know.
So bad.
Badly. That, dismantle Israel, do away with it, get rid of it.
No Zionists.
No more. So, what, you have write-ins?
A bunch.
Okay.
A bunch. Nope. I do. Do you want to start it?
No. I'm like winded.
Okay. Stop it. Okay. To my favorite ladies, this is going to be a long one. Sorry in advance. But I would like to respond to last week's write-in about the liar. This one hit home for me because from the time I was a little kid, I myself was a chronic pathological liar. Once I got into my early 20s, I had a clear view of the extent of damage that my lying had caused. I had destroyed countless relationships that probably would have been lifelong. Through years of therapy and internal work, I cut that shit out and I learned that my lying stemmed from childhood trauma. Bingo. But
that's so good that you went to therapy and you fucking fixed it. Like, that needs to be
acknowledged
for sure.
So I learned that my lying stemmed from childhood trauma and in turn caused me to feel like I was never good enough, cool enough, or worthy of love as my authentic self. I never liked myself or even wanted to be myself. People lie for a lot of different reasons, but I believe that lack of self-love is the root of it.
Yeah.
I do too.
Agree.
I came to the conclusion, luckily, in early adulthood. I was having a southern stroke. That I was never going to have genuine connections or the life I wanted if I continued to lie. I'm almost 30 now and about 7 years lie sober, LOL.
Good girl.
It turns out that I am actually very cool, likable, worthy of love and acceptance, and I probably was the whole time.
You
I was creating those manufactured versions of myself. I have formed several deep and genuine relationships that I sleep well at night knowing I won't lose to my lies. I feel so free and so grateful to have overcome it. Long story long, if the person that was written about is listening, there is hope. But I say from experience, life doesn't get any better or easier as a liar if you don't make the conscious decision to change. It doesn't happen overnight. It's an illness and an addiction that takes work to rid yourself of. But it's not too late and it's worth the effort. I swear you'll get the life and relationships you want and deserve. You owe it to yourself to live honestly. You will always be cool and respected if you live your truth, if your truth is ugly.
It's true.
Man, we say that
especially
so much.
Especially if your truth is ugly.
You're a little cooler.
Real quick, what lie are they, I mean, what story about lying are they writing in response to?
Do you remember? Someone wrote in that their cousin, they had cut off their relationship with their cousin for being a liar.
The one that was telling my stories.
Yes.
Saying that they were their own. Yes. That's right. Okay. Also, whoever wrote this one, I'm curious, what was your like most extravagant lie?
Please write in and tell us.
Will you write in and tell us? I have a few.
I need everybody to write in and tell us the most extravagant, ridiculous lie you've ever told.
That you've told and like kept going. Like, yes. I have a few. And it, when you do it, I'll do it. So.
Everybody, you hear that?
Yeah.
I also want to add one last thing. My years of lying left me with one cool thing that I consider a superpower. I believe that it made me a human lie detector.
Yes.
When yes. someone tells a lie, big or small, I just know they're lying.
Immediately. And I'm almost, I hate to say I'm almost never wrong, but kind of like it takes one to know one. Takes one to identify one.
No, really. Like shoplifters, I know immediately if I walk in somewhere,
okay.
someone's stealing. I know.
And hoes.
I know. Yes.
I can smell a hoe.
Yes.
You could be dressed like a full on Karen, like housewife.
We've been in Macy's before and you were like, she's a hoe.
Yes.
And like how the fuck do you know?
I smell them. It takes one to know one. And yep. I think that's true in all facets of life.
Yep. She said there doesn't even have to be any evidence. It's just a feeling. And yes. that feeling proves to be right 9 times out of 10. Yes. So don't play with me.
Yes.
Thanks for reading this essay. Hopefully it will be beneficial to someone somewhere. Love you guys and the whole HD family, unless you're a liar.
Yes.
Just kidding. Bye.
Thank you.
That
so
was a
much
great
for that,
fucking write-in.
That was. Thank you.
Thank
and I
you.
Think I should enter more relationships, maybe letting them know. I used to be a fucking liar for a chunk of my life.
Yeah.
Like, not pathological, but like, you know, I did a lot of lying. I can identify that shit.
Yeah.
It might have increased my ability to spot it. Don't play with me. Don't waste my fucking time. Like, I try to tell people
the
all the time
thing in the
anyway.
World is lying.
It's stealing the truth. And it's like so disrespectful.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm going to whoop you? Like, I try all these tactics. Like, are you scared of me? Like, do you think I'm going to beat you up? Like, why do you lie? Like, to try to child psychology them out of fucking lying, and they still do it.
Yeah,
they still do it. People do not want to tell the truth.
It's really angering.
Yeah, it is. But I love that writing.
I love it. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I just want to give a shout out to a friend. Her name is Madeline Patz. She introduced me to your guys' podcast, and I've been obsessed ever since. She is such a great friend, and I miss her so much. So hit me up, bitch. But yeah, I look forward to every episode that y'all upload. You make me feel not alone in this depressing world. You guys make me feel so much fucking better. I love you, my virtual Tias. I hope you mention this in your next podcast because I have Spotify, and it doesn't let me leave a comment, but I appreciate y'all and my girl, Maddie. Oh,
I love y'all.
That's sweet little write-in. We love you too. Both of y'all. And Maddie, fucking call her. What the fuck?
Call her right now.
You want to read this one?
Okay. I'll try.
Fuck. No,
what?
It's like six fucking screens.
No,
I'll
I can't.
Read it. I'll do it.
Halfway through, I'll be like, no, I'm dizzy. I'm dizzy.
Somebody messaged me today. I need to message them back. And we're like, what episode was it where Pat read the write-in fucking talking about dude was eating all the girls out for Thanksgiving? And
bitch.
I said, oh, when she was drunk, let me get off work and I'll send you. That's my favorite fucking write-in of
know?
All time. Give
also,
me a minute. I keep having fucking vertigo. I can't think.
Also, for Spotify listeners, since you can't leave a comment on there, will you please go leave a comment on our YouTube?
Yes.
That would
please.
Be great for
That
us.
Would be
and
just
if you,
as great.
Please just everyone do that. That would help us a lot with visibility.
My favorite part of that is when we're laughing about it and you were like, I'm done. And then in this tiny voice, you go, I'm drunk, like in a background.
Fucking stupid.
So
bitch.
Fucking amazing. You know,
awful.
She's never listened to that episode.
No, and I absolutely won't. That's like the biggest fuck up of my podcast career.
Oh my God. It's the,
no.
It's like one of our most golden moments.
No.
It's fabulous.
I don't want to hear it. If it was you, I would listen. I'm not going to listen to myself.
If it
my
was
own
me, I would
pop.
Listen to.
No. Yeah, I'm not.
So
you would.
Funny.
No.
Oh, that shit was so funny. I can't believe how dizzy I keep getting.
You guys, bear with us.
I'm sorry. I have been having some... I'm not even going to say it because I say it every episode. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm just dizzy. Please keep anonymous. Hi, ladies. Longtime lover and listener of the podcast, but this is my first write-in. Been a follower of Podafrias for ages and been listening to HD since it started. I've heard some fucked up stories on here, so despite how upsetting the situation is I'm in, I'm low-key a little glad to have an excuse to write into the podcast to share, excuse me, some dysfunction of my own and get some much-needed advice. I'm sorry in advance this shit's so long. I just want to put you guys deep as possible into this to get a good understanding of what's going on. Girl, you ain't even got to tell me. You know I love all the details. Right,
she wants them all.
But what color socks do you have on? To sum it up as much as possible, my dad and I have had a hell of a time building the bond we now share. My dad has had a past of being unfaithful to my mom on multiple occasions. One of my earliest memories was my mom lugging my brother and I to the car to catch my dad up at his mistress's house.
Fuck.
I'll never get the image out of my head of my mom laying on the horn in this bitch's driveway, my dad running outside while putting his shirt back on, and the sounds of my mom screaming and crying as we pulled out and left. I thought she was going to say running him over. They briefly went to couples therapy, but my dad gave up on going and mom let it slide. About 10 years ago, when smartphones were just up and coming, my dad took some pics of my brother and me for winter former. For winter formal in high school. And I wanted to send them to myself. In the process, I accidentally came across some texts.
Can you slow down?
Me?
Yeah.
Am I reading too fast? Sorry.
Please.
Fuck. Let me try it again. Dude, you know I'm always on like 2x speed.
I know. Fuck. It's carrying over into your reading out loud.
Try again. I wanted to send them to myself. In the process, I accidentally came across from someone that wasn't my mom. They went as far as him discussing buying birthday gifts for her daughter and them saving to buy a house together. I had to be the one to break the news to my mom.
Oh, no.
It was a really hard time for our family. He'll never admit it, but my dad was angry with me and treated me different for a long time. He went to therapy briefly this time again, but gave up and it didn't last long. My mom went 3 years of therapy to move past the second incident. It was gruesome to see my mom hurt like that yet again. I felt so caught in the middle of everything between my dad treating me different out of anger and my mom constantly venting to me about her feelings because she doesn't really have friends to confide in.
God, that's tough.
Yeah. All of this weighed so heavy on my mental health that I finally broke. That, amongst other things, sent my mental health into a downward spiral over the next couple years, and I spent Christmas and my last day of high school in the mental hospital. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to now, Dad and I have an incredible relationship and are very close. The family as a whole is doing great, and we're all super close. At the end of 23, he asked me to come work for him at his company with the plan for me to take it over in a couple years when he retires. I was so honored and gladly accepted. It's been great, and I've been loving it so much until 2 days ago. Here we go. I was at my desk looking for a paper when I came across a huge stash of weird pills hidden behind my computer screen. Googled what they were. They're off-brand Viagra.
Oh, God. Gross.
Said stash was...
That's traumatic enough.
Said stash was accompanied by an open bottle of Astroglide.
Come on! Behind my monitor?
It's like finding Nona's dildo.
Like, how about keep that by your own computer? Why is it by mine?
Why? That's fucked up.
You're setting me up to kill myself? What the fuck?
I gotta fucking hold this up. I'm so dizzy. He has his own computer and desk area, so I'm baffled as to why he thought hiding his little naughty stash behind my computer screen was being slick. My mom works full-time, too, and a good 35 minutes from our office, so I know they're not hitting it with a quickie or anything. No one else employed here is ever in the office near the computers alone, so the chances of the shit belonging to someone else is near impossible. I checked both computer histories, no sign of porn. I know he's not tech-savvy enough to delete history. He's been leaving the office for extended periods of time to go look at jobs a decent amount lately. In fact, the day before this discovery, he left the office for a solid couple hours. I love my dad. I certainly don't want to assume the worst, but all signs point to him being on some fuck shit again. Mm-hmm. I'm a psychopath and took full photo and written inventory of each pack of pills and how many were missing when I found them. I'm trying to act normal long enough for him to leave to go look at a job, air quotes, again, to see if the stash moves or if some pills go missing before potentially confronting him. I'm so afraid of how this will affect my mom. I know for a fact she won't leave him. She has rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune disease, and often depends on my dad for a lot of help doing basic tasks. He's also the breadwinner, so she depends on him financially. If you ladies were in my position, what would you do? Put the fucking shit back and I'd mind my business. I'm also so afraid of how this is going to affect not only our relationship on a personal level, but our professional dynamic too, as I'm his right hand at work. I left a toxic job in the beauty industry to work here, and I don't want this to turn into a toxic job as well. Thank you guys in advance. I'm so sorry this shit is so long. I'm like Crystal, and I've got the gift of gab, so it's hard for me to shorten the story up. I love y'all. Thank you. Please never stop doing this podcast, and free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
This
is so fucked up.
I would tell my dad, listen, I found this shit. Don't say nothing. Pretend I'm talking to my dad. I would say, I found this shit behind my computer. Don't even say shit. I know it's yours. If you're cheating on mom again, you better fucking stop and get it the fuck together. I'm not going to tell her this time, but I fucking know. I'm not going to tell my mom. She's not going to leave. She has all these health issues. What's that going to do? It's going to be chaos, and then she still stays.
I don't feel like he's cheating at his daughter's desk.
I'm
more concerned with him beating his dick in my chair.
Agreed. I'm saying that's my worst concern. Case scenario.
Yeah, I mean, that's worse than cheating, in my opinion.
I hate you.
Beat your dick in my fuck, bro.
Your balls were on my computer chair?
You're beating your heart over here. You're beating your dick in my chair. That's a different level of fucked up. You're getting a boner
where my perfume lingers.
I don't want to touch this keyboard anymore. This is more fucked up than cheating. You have dick
cheese fingers.
This is way worse than cheating. You're fucking tripping.
I honestly, because the lube is there, I don't, if he is cheating.
People jack off with lube.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't think that he's cheating in your chair. Like, there, he can go do it elsewhere.
I mean, is your dad dumb? Because that would be like the dumbest thing ever to hide dick pills and lube. And he's
keeping it there. Like, you didn't go back and get it from my desk? Why are you at my fucking desk horny? Is my question.
Why are you at work, horny?
When you go look at jobs, you could be fucking a hoe or whatever outside of the office. You could be fucking at your desk. You could be, you know what I mean? Like, there. My concern is, why are you over here with it?
And my other thing is, if he is cheating and you know your mom's not going to leave, don't upset her.
Yeah.
I mean,
she knows who she's married to.
Trust me. Yeah. She knows who she's married to. She's not new
to this. She knows who he is. Once that type of pattern happens, that's just what it is. You know what I mean? So like, as far as like cheating and if he's possibly seeing women or whatever, but
yeah,
that's not my feeling. Like, I feel like he's beating off or something weird at your desk and maybe getting a thrill out of it being sneaky or something. And I think you need to be like, hey bro, make it really casual and be like, take this shit and keep it away from my workstation.
Keep your fucking wiener tools away from any of my shit.
Yeah. And then that'll make him tighten up and like at least keep his shit out of your fucking vision from now on.
How gross.
Because I wouldn't want to know what the fuck he's doing. And you know?
Touched the package of pills and he probably touched him after he touched his wiener.
When he was hard holding him. He opened the lube when his dick was already hard. So there was penis hand on that tube.
Ugh, dad penis hand.
Yeah. Not even regular. Your dad, the penis that made you.
You touched your dad's wiener.
It's like the circle of life. That's fucked up.
So fucked up.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
But make it really casual and just be like, hey, bro, get this shit. Don't leave it by my desk. Why the fuck is it at my desk?
Right.
Get it away. And scare him a little bit.
And maybe don't even say nothing about cheating. Just say that.
That's it. That's enough.
And even if, let's say he admitted to you he was cheating.
I wouldn't want to talk about it no more. Don't tell your mom. Me and put that pressure on me.
Right.
Yeah, Don't say nothing.
Stay out of it.
Yeah.
Stay out of it.
Yeah. Just say, I don't want to know what this is from. Keep it the fuck away from my desk. It's weird.
Yeah.
Shame him a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. I can't read no more. I'm so fucking dizzy.
I'll do one more.
Okay. ask because, you know. Okay, there's. We have two birthdays, but I have like screenshots in between the three. So,
bitch,
we gotta get this shit together. Don't read it on fucking air.
We gotta get this shit together, bitch.
It's part of the dysfunction.
Oh my God.
It's why they love us and we love you.
Hi, Crystal. I just sent this same message to your girl, Potifria, but I'm sending it here to try and double my chances.
Oh.
Hi, it's my girlfriend's birthday on the 8th of March. Wait, so we're a little late, huh?
Of course.
And she's told me about some write-ins on your podcast before, so here's me taking a chance. I just wanted to give a huge birthday shout out to the most absolute beautiful, caring, and loving person in the world. I love you, in caps, Amanda. Aww. I hope your day is nothing but special and you have an amazing day. Forever yours, mi amor. Thank you. Keep killing it on the podcast, both of you. My girlfriend listens all the time. She loves you too. And this is from Jerson.
Aww.
That's so fucking sweet. Happy birthday, Amanda.
Happy birthday.
I love that. So cute. I have a picture of Charlene next to the credit card. Please pull up the other one because I'm not scrolling in your phone no more. I just saw a picture of her smiling next to the credit card one.
Look. I need to post this photo.
Yes, you do on Patreon because why is her fucking smile right there?
So, okay. There's a birthday and then there's another question. So read those two.
Okay.
So I don't pass out.
Okay. Hello. Good morning. My girlfriend Lovey listens to your podcast religiously and never misses an episode. I take her to your live shows often. Friday, March 8th. That's another 8th, huh? Mm-hmm. Wasn't the last one? Friday, yeah. March 8th is her birthday. And I was wondering if you could give her a birthday shout out on your podcast. Lovey is an amazing woman and a fabulous daughter and the love of my life.
That's sweet.
It would really make her day if you could throw some birthday wishes out into the ether. Thanks. And that is from Benjamin.
Happy birthday, Lovey.
So sweet.
Good boyfriends.
Yes. Is this the question? It's the one next to it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Theas. I hope you both are doing better. We're not.
We're never.
I've been a fan since the third episode and I'm a Patreon member. Sometimes I do have to cancel and resubscribe again. That's okay.
You always come back. So we love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyways, I'm here for some advice with a relationship issue. I started dating this guy and he was so sweet. It was a dream come true until he lied about his quote friendship with a female coworker. He lied about her telling him how she likes him and wants to be with him. So as a spicy Mexican girl, uh-huh. I confronted her and her name is Emily. And she's a fucking bitch.
God damn it.
Okay, no, I added that part.
Oh, okay.
But her name is Emily. So I texted her at first, trying to understand the situation and her side because I'm a girl's girl.
Good job.
It's getting me worked up.
Right.
She blocked me on everything, but I did leave a review on her job website.
God damn
it. So she would stay away. And I said how much of a flirt she is and how she makes her coworkers uncomfortable.
God damn it.
Because it was true. Then the bitch got a restraining order against me because I yelled at her once for asking her what's going on. I was mad and I called her a fat whore.
God damn.
My boyfriend didn't do anything. His family was talking shit about me and I have been nothing but nice to them. I tried talking to her and she didn't want to. Now she wants to talk and now my boyfriend wants to fix the restraining order. I got the restraining order in December. Now it's March. I'm hurting and I don't know what to do. Should I keep fighting for this relationship? Should I fight the restraining order?
God damn.
And should I hear this little girl out? I'm such a huge fan and I hope you are able to read this on the show. You both give the best advice. With love, Gabby girl. Gabby girl.
Gabby, drop him.
Listen to me right now.
Find out what she has to say. No. Because I'm nosy.
The nosiness.
It's going to kill me one day.
She got a restraining order. Like, you can't hear the nosiness from this bitch. No. Girl,
email me.
No. Gabby girl. Shake him, no, first of all. No, for real. Because now, like, even if he because fixes it. Because
he's the reason you're in this mess.
That's who you should be mad at.
Not that Emily.
Is exactly. It's all 100% yep. him. She didn't owe you a conversation, explanation, none of the shit. I know you hate her. And you know, she, if she knew about you, she's a dirty bitch for fucking with somebody that had a girlfriend.
Yep.
But it's ultimately, the loyalty and everything should have came from him.
Yep.
So that's who you got to be mad at. So cut him the fuck off and just let that shit go.
And fuck the restraining order. Like, yeah. You don't want to be friends with her and shit. So no, who cares about it?
So just move on. Don't contact her. Don't reach out to her and cut him the fuck off. For real.
For real. If you're already funking with his family, he's already lying.
Yeah.
Why?
I saw a video that this made me think of that pissed me off the other day. And it was like a creator. It's like a content creator or whatever. It's a guy. Uh-huh. And he dressed up as a girl. And he had on like biker shorts. And he put on a wig and had it in a ponytail and shit. Had on a little tank top. And he was like in the kitchen cooking for when his girl came home. So when she opened the door, she saw a girl, right?
I hate those videos.
And so it's a skit. So yeah. The girl comes in and she goes and jumps on the girl in the kitchen. And then he's like, oh, babe, it's me. It's me. And so she's like, oh, my God, fuck you or whatever. A lot of people were sharing this. And I saw a lot of people be like, oh, I would have kept punching him. I would have did him worse. Blah, blah, blah. All these girls saying this. Bitch, you look dumb in the first place attacking the bitch. Like, I don't know,
understand that.
I don't. Unless it's a bitch you know.
Right. Then it's fair game.
That's the only time. But obviously, your man is in a wig was not the bitch, you know, nobody you thought you knew.
Right.
You should have went and found him in the house and jumped him.
Stop going after the person they're cheating with.
Because it strokes their ego a little bit. Every time you go and try to fuck up the girl, or if you beat their ass or whatever, it makes them feel good. It makes them feel wanted. It makes them feel loved. And it just, they should be punished. They're the ones that should be swung on and punished and
now it's cussed different. Out
and the bad review on the job website and all that. It's him.
And it's different if the girl knows about y'all.
Yeah. Right? Only if it's somebody you know.
That's it.
And they know about you. Yeah.
Yeah. If not.
Otherwise, do not. Have your fight with the other woman.
Your man or your woman is the piece of shit.
Exactly.
You your be mad partner at them.
Is who you should be swinging on.
And don't give them the satisfaction of even swinging on them. Make them feel like they're not even worth it. I wouldn't even say a fucking word. Yeah, I mean, that hurts
worse. Yes. As hard as it is, I'll tell you what. If you just cut a person off and delete their number and all that shit, I'm talking about they will suffer. Like, take it from somebody who loves to do this to people. They will
create 1,600 fake email accounts.
They will hit you every time it's a full moon from a new account.
They will go to WhatsApp or Venmo and fucking try to find you.
They will. They will. And trust me on this. If you just ghost them and ice them the fuck out all the way and don't bend and don't give them nothing, oh my God, they will suffer.
And all you do is respond with payment request, $500.
I don't even want that. No. I don't even want to respond, nothing, just nothing.
Because you're not worth any piece of my energy.
No, and they don't expect that. They expect you to act a fool and fight and
fuck their car
cause
up
chaos and leave reviews. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? Don't give them the satisfaction. Nope. Don't make them feel that important and special because you're not no more.
At all.
Yeah.
If they do fucked up shit, just go to our YouTube, leave a comment, and say they're a dirty piece of shit.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got. All
right. I need to go to bed.
Same. I'm so dizzy.
Yeah.
About to see if Mark will drive me to the store in the morning or something.
All right. Please subscribe. Subscribe on YouTube. Join our Patreon if you'd like to support us and keep this show going.
Share us.
Share us with a friend. I told you that's fucking me up.
Sorry, I forgot.
Share our Instagram, you know, join our Facebook group. There's all these different ways that you could support us and keep in touch with, you know,
and we everything. Hell of appreciate all of it. Everything helps. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And we send love us some you guys. Juicy write-ins. Don't forget to send the write-ins of your most extravagant lies.
Craziest, ridiculous lies. Whether you got caught or not, we want to hear it.
Yeah.
And that's it. Suck it easy.
Go to bed. Oh,